Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Spring has sprung. The Canoundra Garden Club are having their annual spring garden event at the historic Noojee Lee Homestead out at Canoundra, a beautiful place. And joining me online, it's Anne Ward, who is organising this event at the beautiful homestead. And it's on tomorrow from 11 a.m. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Thanks for your time this morning. Now, it's been dry. How's gardens in the Canoundra area looking?
Well, I don't think we're on severe water restrictions as they are in Orange, but certainly on the Balabula River, we've got access to bores, and there's no sort of water restrictions around on this Noojee Lee homestead, so it's beautiful, and the walled garden and all the lawns and the gardens look spectacular at the moment, so now, it should be a wonderful day.
When we spoke last time, that wall garden had been designed and was being built by Paul Bangay.
That's right, yes. Now, he's a renowned international garden designer, and he's built this magnificent walled garden. It's about 100 metres from the homestead, and then he's done a western courtyard near the homestead as well, and the whole thing is it's very beautiful, and the actual grounds and surrounds, and it's a historic old home, so it's well worth during this terrible drought to come out and just lift your spirits a bit by seeing something beautiful. And we're getting lunch available and Devonshire teas. We've got some presentations happening as well to make it a bit more interesting, add some interest to it. So we've got our two local horticulturists doing presentations. We've got a florist doing a beautiful floral demonstration, and we've got a renowned artist, Melissa Barber, from Canoundra, and she's actually doing some painting on the veranda. So the whole day should be wonderful.
Okay, 11 to 4pm, how much?
It's $20, and that includes your Devonshire tea, and then lunch is available to purchase. That's the Lions Club are doing a sausage sizzle, so children are free. And the whole day should be wonderful. We're just the money's going to the refurbishment of the recreation room for the Canoundra hospital patients. And we actually get a lot of patients from Orange over there for long-term hospital stays. So, you know, if people from Orange could come and support it, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely right. And what an opportunity to see such a historic garden, a beautiful one, and, of course, a lot of time and money invested in it.
Absolutely, yes. Well, the property is owned by Charles and Eva Curran, and they're very, very generous every year. They open this for to raise money for things in Canoundra, and this is the third year we've done it, and we're just hoping we get a crowd to come and appreciate and enjoy the beautiful surrounds.
Indeed. I'm with Anne Ward from the Canoundra Garden Club. The event is on tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. and it's at 424 Fish Fossil Drive, Canoundra, the historic Noojee Lee Homestead, where the event will be on. Do people need to RSVP for this or just turn up?
No, just tickets available on the gate. Just turn up. There's no, they just turn up if they'd like to come for part of the day or the whole day, or it doesn't really matter. It's just a very easy, enjoyable day for everyone.
It certainly sounds like it. And thanks for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Neil. Thank you. Thank you very much, Neil. Thank